Simin Kuf Pei Dalet, Sif Gimel through Vot, Pei Zashem. If we have a time, maybe we'll have a Hagdama to the Sugyo of Shinui Mochi. The Chaver says, Yesh Reimim Shekol Sheva Samin and Tunum Brochel Acharei Bemekoimom, Yesh Reimim Chameshet Mini Dogon, Dafka. Vahin Leel Simin Kuf Ayin Ches Tefei. That's when the Machaber brings down, for those that saw, the Beis Yosef brings down the Machlokes, but we saw with Machlokes in the Sugya Shini Mokim, Msachim, on Daf Kuf Alfum and Beis, what's considered something which is Toin Bracha Acharei Ben Mekoimo? So three sheetahs, is it Daf Kapas, is it Kol Chamesh Mini Dogon, or is it All Shiva Samin? So interestingly enough, the Machaber over here does not bring down the Tzad that it's just Pas. It's either Kol Sheva Saminim, Yesh Shem Chamesh Bini Dogon. The Ramah is Metayin to Kufayin Ches, Tefei, where the Mechaber does the exact same thing. He brings down just these two Shitas, Yesh Shem Sheshiva Saminim Tuna Bracho, Yesh Shem Medavka Bini Dogon, Hago, Yesh Shem Medavka Pas Levad. The Ramah legs two onto the Mechaber, and the Mechaber doesn't even bring down Mechlal, the Tzad that it's only Pas. The Ramah adds it on. How do we pass in Lamaito? The Mishabura says that the Achor of the Goyin is like the Shita Mumutas, the middle Shita. That means it's not just Pas, but it's not all Shiva Saminim. It's Chamesh Mine Dogon. Chamesh Mine Dogon, that they have the same halacha as Pas, and therefore the Chatchila, a person should not leave his house before benching, because it's Tun Bracha Lacharev Mekaymo, and it's going to have all the same halachas. Which means that if a person left, if it's Bemezid, he's got to go back. So in Beis Yeshaya, you had your cookies and coffee in the morning, and you got up after you started walking with somebody because you were schmoozing with them, and you get to the main building, you get to Meir Sharm, wherever it is, and then you realize you didn't make an al-michil. So it depends. If you left Bemezid, you got to go back. If you left Beshegik, so then L'chared has the same halachas as well. L'chatchila, the Mishnah Brura says, Nochrin, that once you go back and make his al-michil in the place where he ate, that's the Dainu Nochrin to be machmer like Beishamai, to go back. However, Bishas HaTchalak, one could be Meiko, and he doesn't have to go back. B'Seimuchon B'Zillel, with the Rama Paskin like B'Zillel, the Itaka don't have to. Now he says, also, there's another Kula here, really, that the Mishnah Brura says, in Sif Katrin Yud Aleph, V'im Yotzim V'Koymai, Harei Dinu K'moy Shekosef, Sif Aleph Beis. He adds on Sif Beis. What was Sif Beis? Sif Beis is that if you left without benching, and then you have Pas in the new place, you could just have the Pas. So the same thing, if you left the cookies in Beis Yishaya, and you realize when you got to Meir Sharm that there you didn't make al mechil, Baruch Hashem, there's cookies over here. You can continue and eat a little bit of cookies, and you'll be able to be mamshech yisuda, and you won't have to go back. It helps even be mazed, but certainly in the case of shegig, you won't have to be worried about the nochrin lahachmir because you have cookies over here. What's that? You have to. Do you have to say on your mezenis? If you were Mesiach Das, you have to say on your mezenis. If you were not Mesiach Das, which was the case that Mishabura said, then in Echanami, you didn't think that you're finished, you just happened to be walking out, but Nalav Dafka that you were, then in Echanami, you wouldn't have to make a new mezenis. Now, what happens if you don't have new cookies over here? All you have is a little bag that you had from yesterday. That was one of our questions, a little bag from yesterday that has a few crumbs of cookies that are left over. Is that enough or not? Is there a shear to the how much? So we saw the Mishabura said that you don't have to have a kezayis in the new place. All you're trying to do is be imam shachir sudo. The same thing applies also with cookies, certainly. You don't have to have a kezayis, even less than a kezayis. How much is less than a kezayis? Is it, if a microscopic crumb, that's also enough? Or has to be nicker what it is? So, I was speaking to Talmud Chacham Echor, Choshev Talmud Chacham this morning, he said, L'chor mitzvara, as long as you would have to make a bracha on it, in other words, it's not minuscule that imams don't feel anything, you would have to make a bracha on it, so then that would be something that's being mamshech yisuda. In other words, considered food enough that if you would eat it by itself, you would have to make a bracha on it. Then it has a chashivas of food, and therefore even lechera, if you can't tell what it is, you can't tell that it's from a cookie. But as long as it's enough that you'll be able to make a bracha on, then lechera you'll be able to be mamshech. Lechera, that's the nekuda is not to have a shir achila. The nekuda is that you're still eating. So Mimela, as long as it's a food that you'd have to make a bracha on, it's still considered as if you're eating. It's still, you're eating more food. Because had I eaten it by itself, I would have to make a bracha on it. That's what it seems like from our Mishnah Berurah. The only thing is that the Mishnah Berurah at the end says, Va'ayim b'mashikasav nirsham b'mishnah Berurah. At the end he sends you to what he says in Simen Kufayin Ches. What does he say in Kufayin Ches? Before he brings down the Goyin, he says that a lot of Achreinim are choishes lechatchila for the most machmer shita. Katzvar achorin lechatchila yachmer levarach v'mekayman afilo b'shivas aminim. The halacha is if you eat grapes and you want to know, do you have to make a bracha before you leave? Lechatchila, yes. You should not leave before making a bracha achorin. V'chein l'nitshinu mokim ein tzarch levarach al kol shivas aminim. K'mayim al hapas m'shin mekayman. So too with regard to shinu mokim, which hopefully we'll see the halachas this week, Meretz Hashem. You will see that the same with pas, you don't have to make a new bracha, at least according to the Ashkenazim. So too with Shiva Saminim, you would not have to make a new bracha when you go to a new place. Then he brings down Vidas Agro is that the day of Mitzrayis, which is only Chamesh Zminei Dogon. But Lechura, Lechol Apachas Lechatchila, certainly one should be makbid not to leave before he makes a bracha achas mein shalish on his grapes, on his dates, or whatever it is that he's having, even if it's not Chamesh Zminei Dogon, if it's from Shiva Saminim. If it's from Shiva Saminim. And the same too, the same thing applies if he left. If he left, we also give it the din of pas, that you don't make a new bracha on the grapes that you're having in a new place, because it doesn't have a din of shinu mokim. It has a din of pas. That's her because the Savik bracha is lahakal. Savik bracha, and therefore we go lahakal. Taino not to make a bracha. How does the mechaber paskin? That's how the grain paskin. Achrayim say lechatchila to be machmer. The Gaon says make her a din. We pass like the shita imtzayis. How does the mechaber pass in? How does Sfardim go? So interestingly enough, there is no shita imtzayis in the mechaber. The mechaber only brings down two shitas. He brings down yeshemrim that it's kol shevas aminim, the yeshemrim chamedes mina dogon. So this is just a klal that you should bear in mind for all dalet chalki shulchan aruch. What is the halacha in the mechaber when he says yeshemrim v'yeshemrim? We know the klal is if you say stam v'yeshemrim. The halacha is like the stam. That's on the mechaber paskins. That means if he brings down halacha without quoting any shita, and then he says v'yeshemrim not that way, we paskin like the stam because he brought it down as a stam. What happens when he brings down a yeshemrim v'yeshemrim? What do you do in such a case? So the truth is that it's not clear in the achrayim. It's not clear. The prima godim in his akdama to iser v'heter, he brings down different shitas as to how we paskin, and some achrayim nemon that we say. Stam v'yeshemrim, we pass like the first shita was the stam. But yeshemrim v'yeshemrim, we pass like the yeshemrim. The second yeshemrim, we pass like the second shita. That's the difference between stam and yeshemrim. It's not going to be yeshemrim v'yeshemrim, we're going to pass like the first shita. That's like a stam v'yeshemrim. So yeshemrim v'yeshemrim, we pass like the second shita. However, other achrayim understand that it's mamish a safik. The mechaber is blibing by a safik. What do we do in a matzav of safik? It depends. If it's a derabanan, safik derabanan lekulo. If it's a shalav deraisa, safik deraisa lechumro. And memeila, that's what we're going to do, depending on what it is. It happens to be that the Mishnah Berurah, for those that are learning Hilchos Dalet Minim now, Mishnah Berurah in Dalet Minim, one time he says like this, one time he says like that. But he says, B'negeya to Hadasim, so it's a machloikis, Yeshem Yeshemim, the Mechaber brings down, B'negeya to Kmushois, on the top, whether or not it's Matzah. And he says, it depends. If it's B'negeya to the first day, which is the Raiso, you should go to Chumrah. If it's B'negeya to the second day, which is the Rabbanan, go to Kulo. The Hainu. We're taking the Mechaber Safik and we're applying it to each case depending on whether or not it's a Shalav Deraisa or Derabanan. If it's Deraisa, we go to Chumrah. If it's Derabanan, we go to Kula. That's Sif Gimel. Sif Dalet. Ochlein Yudayim Birch Birch Zamazinim Lav, Tzorch Levarch Misag Neshu Minatur. Just to bear in mind that Nikud, a lot of people, just the Etzim Din Sif Gimel is that if you have Mizainis, you have Ragalach or something like that, you shouldn't leave before making al michel. It has the same din that it's toin ba'etzem mi'ikra din it's toin brocha acharav b'mekayimo. Sif dalet. Ochel ein yodei bir birchas amazinim lav tzarich levarach misafik b'nei shum min atero. This is the halacha we've seen actually in the past, and that is all safik brachas except for possibly birchas atero and birchas amazin are, we say safik brocha lekula sabal, and you do not make a brocha another time. Especially by birchas mitzvah, it's not ma'ak of the mitzvah. You're not sure if you took a lulav or you didn't take a lulav. Take a lulav again, but don't make a bracha. It's not ma'ak of the mitzvah. However, when it comes to bracha achreino, if it's a shayla v'daraisa, dainu birchas hamazin, you have to mitzafik daraisa lechomo. You have to make a new birchas hamazin. Now, that's only like the Mishnah Berurah points out. If you had kedei svi'a, even though it's machlokes rishonim, machlokes achreinim, but lamaisa the achreis roiv poiskim is. If you had shir svio, then you're chayv midaraisa. What's the best thing that you should do? The mashmoyis of the Mishnah Berurah is that whether or not you have a suffix of a derabanan, or whether or not you have a suffix deraisa, that means whether or not you're not sure if you benched after you had a kezayis, or if you had svio and you're not sure if you're benched. So say suffix deraisa lechumro. But it's only me suffix. the better situation in both of those cases is to get yourself out of the shayla and to wash your hands again and have another kezayis and then bench. You mechayev yourself in another birchas hamazon, so you shouldn't get into a question of a safek. Even though the halacha is safek d'oraisa to look lechumran, you're supposed to bench. That's only if you can't get out of it. If you get out of the safek, it's better to get out of the safek. Kavachayim nem zom kepshutoy. So it's pashut by d'oraisa. Don't put yourself in the matzav of a safek. You're right. The halacha is safek d'oraisa lechumran. But don't put yourself in the matzav of a safek when you can be mechayev yourself d'oraisa. When you have yourself meikar adin. So therefore, the best thing to do if you have a safek is to wash again, without a til tzedayim, without a bracha until tzedayim, and make and have another kezayis and bench. If you can't do that for whatever reason, you're too full, you're not interested, you don't have any bread, the second best thing to do is to ask somebody else to be meitzi. In a case where it's not pashut that you could ask your wife to be meitzi, kenzai she's not mechuyim in the raisa, l'chor, if you are mechuyim in the raisa, then she's not going to be able to be meitzi. In a case where there's no one else around, no one could be meitzi, in such a case, then we revert back to the halacha like the Mechaber says it. If it's a shayla v'der rabbanon, you had a kezayis or a kebetza, but not kedei tzviya, then you do not have to bench again. However, if you had shir tzviya, then you have to bench, and not only do you have to say the three brachas, which is the raiso, so nidun in the poiskim, kafachayim, mitzadim, maybe not. However, the mishabur is machriya, that you say all four brachas. Harachamans you don't have to say, it's chaval not to say it. If you have harachamans, an opportunity. Since you benched, and you were mekayim a mitzvah, so you have opportunity now to ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu for Arachum in front of Tzim Rechwari Lish Borli in Veltzavein. We go Baruch Hoisi V'Sishti V'Skol Ashali. You keep on going. There's so many brachas you have an opportunity. Best is any time you give it to Dako, so you could ask the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's an opportune time to make a bakasha. Mechuyiv, you're certainly not mechuyiv in the Arachamans. Now what is considered Shir Tzviya? In other words, if I have one kezayis of bread and I have two pieces of chicken and a piece of potato kugel and rice, is that it? And I'm satisfied. I'm full. Is that am I chayv midaraisa or not? That we'll see, Mirat Hashem, at the end of the siman, and Sivav, in the Bir Halacha discusses that. In other words, does your filling up, your tzvi have to be just from bread to be chayv midaraisa? Or no? As long as I had bread and I had other things that helped me fill up, that's enough. Magen Avram, when you get the pasuk of a kisna, you get the pasuk of a kisna, he says such a thing.
That if
your suffix is on a kezayis, then your wife could be made to you. Yes. If your suffix is on a kezayis, then your wife could be made to you. Absolutely. Anytime that your chiv is only a chiv with the rabban in the sharatim says, she could be made to you. However, if your suffix is on a daraisa, kedei tzvi, if you benched, then the pashas, your wife cannot be made to you. Now, somebody who's a suffix, he's a suffix whether or not he benched. So he's benching again, with daraisa. Can he be made to somebody else or not? The Mishnah Berurah Kepshutei Nem Zonli Kekiv Eger that he could be Maitzi. What's the Nidoin? Shari Tshuva brings down over here. The Pri Chodesh says that the din of Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra, we all know, is a big machlekes by Svek Tzveka. Right? Why is the Svek Tzveka, are we allowed to be Meiko by a Svek Tzveka? The machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam says the reason why you're allowed to be Meiko by a Svek Tzveka is because the din of Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra, that which you have to be Machmer by when you have a Safek D'Oraisa, is only din D'Rabbanan. That you have to be Machmer D'Oraisa. It's not din D'Oraisa. I mean, if you have another suffix, bet me have a suffix on a derabanan. Suffix derabanan is the kula. The Rajba says something else. The Rajba says, no, the reason why suffix there, why you're allowed to be makeup by a suffix faking by derabanan is because you have raved stadim to go le kula. You have a suffix, and even on the tzar chumra, you have a tzar kula. So raved stadim are le kula. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is our case by benching. What's the halacha if a person is a suffix? They ate shir tzviya, and they can't remember if they benched or not. What's Allah? Allah is Safi Darais Lachumra. Says the Pri Chodesh, but the Safi Darais Lachumra is only a Chiv Midarabanan that we go Lachumra. So the person that's benching now is only Chayv Midarabanan. How could he be mighty somebody that's Chayv Midarais at the bench? Mimela, he can't, excellent. Mimela, he can't, he won't be able to be mighty. Frektor Baron, the Zay Frektor Kivager, the Shari Tshuva as well, the Berkei Yosef. The Chocham Echad asked him, he says, what do you mean? We saw in Simukhov Sadi Zayin that as long as you had a kezayis, even that you need a kezayis is not so clear, but as long as you had a kezayis, that you're mechuyiv to bench midar abanan, you're allowed to be mighty somebody that's mechuyiv even their aisa. You had a kezayis, the person next to you had a half a piece of pizza, and the person next to you had four pieces of pizza. You're allowed to be mighty to them, because as long as you're mechuyiv to bench even midar abanan, you can mighty to them as mechuyiv midar aisa. Din arvis. You shouldn't even have to have a kezayis, we saw, but there's a din of arvis. The Shari Tshuva brings down from the Birkei Yosef, if you look there in the Birkei Yosef, in the Chida explains himself, he says that there's a big difference between the two cases. In the case over there, he's for sure chayiv midarabanan. When you have a kezayis, you're chayiv midarabanan bivadai to bench. However, in a case where it's a safik daraisa lechumra, even though the chazal said you're mechuyiv, but you're only mechuyiv misafik. So it's not as much as a chiyiv, and therefore there's not such a raya from there. Therefore, you're not vadai mechuyiv. Nevertheless, the Shari Tshuva says, this is bachlal. Another tzad, stam kedai to know, he says that over here it says chazik yisuro. In other words, you for sure ate, you don't know if you're benched. In that case, says Rekiva Eger, then it's not a regular safik d'oraisa that we say you're only a chayiv midrabanan. Here, you don't know if you patered your chiyuv. The pashat is you had a chiyuv. You don't know if you got out of the chiyuv. There, even the pre-chodesh is going to be maskim, he himself writes it actually in Kvali Sfek Sveiko, that you're chayiv midrabanan in such a case. Memeilo, l'chari you are mechuyiv midrabanan. The Shari Tshuva says, nevertheless, it's better not to be made to somebody else. If you're only mechuyiv misafik, it's better not to be made to somebody else. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, midino you shouldn't wait to somebody else. However, the Achrayas Mishnah Berurah is not that way. Achrayas Mishnah Berurah is like Rekiva Eger. That means if you're a Safik, you could be made to somebody else, even if they're a Vada. Even if they're a Vada. Now, what's the halacha if you have a Safik whether or not you ate? How do you have a Safik whether or not you ate? Safik whether or not you ate? So Rangi Tani, you push, can't remember. You're so busy, you did pop, you didn't eat, you know that there was food prepared, but you're not sure. You can't remember whether or not you ate or you didn't eat. So if it's shir tzviya, then it's a little bit more shver. Your mamish got full and you're full or you're not full? I'm definitely full, but I don't know if it's because I'm just not hungry or because I ate. I don't remember what it is. What the story was. The story I mentioned with the Chassam Sefer once had a gabbai that noticed that the Chassam Sefer would eat. As he's learning, he would be eating food and your mamish wouldn't pay attention to anything that he ate. So the Gabbai says, Chaval, that we should waste such good food in the Chassam Sefer. One day they served him a geshmak, a meal, and the Gabbai just decided, Mashmak said, that's it, I'm taking it. He took it, and he ate it. Because afterwards, the Chassam Sefer asked him, where's the food? So he said, the Rebbe ate it already, he just doesn't remember. So Chassam Sefer said, it's Kenzain that I ate, and I thought I didn't remember if I ate or not. He says, but Kenzain that I made a bracha, and I don't remember if I made a bracha. So those Kenzain. Unfortunately, some people maybe the opposite. But can you hear that's the case over here? The Mamela, a person has a suffix whether or not he ate or he didn't eat. In that case, the Ber Hatev says, nevertheless, suffix ochal, suffix le ochal, ain't a mevarech. He says, in this case, it's not the same case because you don't know if you became a tzchayiv in the first place. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan said. Mamela, the reason why you're pater, he says, even in the second case, of a person is safek ochal pas, because the b'shuvas kol ben Levi the mevarach ayin shom. If a person for sure ate, he just doesn't know if what he ate was pas or not. How do you have such a case? We just gave a mashal. It's a question when it gets to Yerushalmi kogel. Does Yerushalmi kogel have a din of pas above a kisnin or not? But etzim Yerushalmi kogel was created to get out of the problem of being kaveya suda by a kiddush in the morning. But etzim you should be able to have as much Yerushalmi kogel as you want, 80 pieces of Yerushalmi kogel, and not have to bench because it's cooked. Doesn't have trees of the nama. However, Rabbi Yashiv was mitzadid that since they put it in the oven afterwards, therefore it turns into a pasta b'kisnin, and therefore it has the regular halachas. So now I ate 10 pieces of Yerushalmi kugel. And I thought, by the way, Rabbi Yashiv says that you got a bench. Oh man, but somebody else does not. Everybody else does not, basically. So now what do we do? So everybody else hopes not. Now, what do we do now? You have a suffix. You for sure ate, but you don't know if we ate was pasta or was not pasta. In this case, he says the Ben Levi, Shuvitz called Ben Levi, that in a Chalam you do bench. You do bench. Since you for sure ate, it's not a case where you have a suffix whether or not you ate. For sure ate. You just don't know if you ate pas. The Aruch HaShulchan says in both cases, Lamaisi, you can't be Mechayiv then. You can't be Mechayiv him to bench because in this case, you never know if he was Mechayiv in a bracha. It's not a case where a guy ate and he doesn't remember if he benched. That is for sure Mechuyiv in a bracha. He just doesn't know if he passed or Siyiv. Here, you don't know if he became Mechuyiv in the first place. Memeila, he says, Inata Yochal Hatal of Lavarch, Shemin Echav Klal, Brachos Levatal. What should you do, Lamaisa? It's a Safik, Lachuro, it's a Safik if you're in a Chayiv in a Deraisa, that's really the Shaila. That's a question, not the bench either. The best thing to do is like the case like the Mishnah Berurah says. Either have somebody else be right to you, the best thing is also, or you can have wash such a case and get out of the question. Not so simple. Somebody just told me this past week, I got a call, I'll present the questions at Arilam. For those of you here for Gates of Mavarachim, I got a call at about 9 o'clock at night. Hi, I'm in a restaurant. I didn't realize that was the case. I only found it the next day. Hi, we're having a salad that has croutons that are made out of bread that was old bread that was cut up and put back into the oven to make it hard to toast it. So it wasn't made l'chatchila for croutons. It was made as regular bread. And now they cut it, diced it up into smaller pieces. They made it into croutons and stuck it into the salad. What do I do? What do I do? Can these pieces? Croutons. Wash. Pasha, you have to wash, but you don't have to wash.
It's bread.
It's bread. But maybe it's a tuffle to the salad. Maybe it's a tuffle to the salad. It's a tuffle to the salad. Then it's you shouldn't have to wash. The question is, the achreinim, it's not clear in the achreinim whether or not, we saw this in the case of Mevarchim, whether or not bread could ever become a tuffle. There is a Mishnah Mefereshes that says in Daf Mem Dal that it could, but it might be only that case of Peres Ginoiser, something Meliach. However, in a standard case, where you're eating both of them together, and it's not just to down the second thing, it's not just to get down the salad, you're having the bread. It's you're enjoying both of them together, it's not possible that they can become a tuffle. Therefore, it's that I really don't know what to tell you, but really the best thing to do is to wash. Chur, that's what you should do. Anyhow, I found out the rest of the story the next day. The next day, the person that was told me, he went out to a restaurant, and that's what they served, and they were not planning on washing machlal, and they asked him, okay, so just give us some bread. No, we can't just give bread. Give me some of the old bread. No, we can't give us the old bread. We have to first bake bread. They take the dough and bake it, and they have to wait 10 minutes, machlal. So, it's not always so simple to just get bread and have a kezayis and get at any questions. So you can knock on the guy next to you in the restaurant and ask him, can you be my tzimid b'rechaz ha'mazon? However, it's also not so lo na'im. However, in such a case, l'chatchila, one should do that.
If anyway,
that's not so simple that you could take it out. If on the tzad that it is tuffle, then you're being mechayiv yourself in a bracha. Once it's already mixed, before you put them in, then you could, l'chur. But once it's already taruvus to take it out, it's not so simple anymore. That was the case. The Ma'aser Aruch HaShulchan says, if you have a suffix, in either of these cases, suffix, if you ate, or if you ate pas, you shouldn't bench. You shouldn't bench in those cases. That's how he's machriya l'maisa. The best thing to do is get yourself out of the question. In a chanami. That is, like we mentioned from last man, haray t'liya is chosid, l'kayim mili debrachis. The Gemara says, anyone wants to be a chosid, shemekayim mili debrachis. Aruch HaShulchan says, in the beginning of Reish Beis, that means, in all these cases, that is the suffix. And besim yikir din, in the case of a suffix, you just make a shakol, or in the case of a suffix, there's ways to get out of it. The chassid is the person that gets himself out of it in a way that's l'kuliyama. That's what a chassid is. Now, what happens to a woman who has a suffix whether or not she benched or not? So, we saw this a little bit in Kuf Pei Vav, for those that weren't here. It's a big machlekes whether or not, it's a bayit al yashita in the Gemara, whether or not mechuyiv, Gemara, on daf chafam and beis, whether or not women are mechuyiv midaraisa in benching or not. The Gemara does not come out. Now, the biggest nafkamina is if she has a suffix. She ate for sure. She ate kedei sviya. She got busy with A, B, C, common occurrence. And the next thing she knows, she got a phone call, she got this, that, and she can't remember for the life of her, did she bench or did she not bench? So you're on your way to yeshiva and the Hassan, she says, do you remember me benching? I don't know. I can't remember. I wasn't there, I left. I don't remember. Okay, what do we do now? So in this case, it's really, we saw in Kuf Pei Vav, it's machlekes achreinim. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, it's really a tzvek tzveko. He says, he works it out that it's two tzvekos. I don't know if you call it a tzvek tzveko. It's a suffix whether or not you're mechuyiv midaraisa in the first place. And memeilo, and it's a suffix whether or not she needs a bench. Therefore, he says that she should not bench. She's not mechuyiv. The Shara Ephraim, Mishra Berurah brought down, says that she should bench. She's mechuyiv. Isho she'ochel kidei tzvim, and a safka bircha chayev es levarech. Ayin shom taimer. The Mishra Berurah is not machriya. Mikovokim nira that writes a list of chadasa shara frayim ain limchoyz biyodoy. I am biralacha. He says don't be meichen a woman that wants to be bench. In the biralacha he says it's a little bit different. He says nearly his deity has same chadasa shara frayim lachzur levarich lo yifsid. Not just ain limchoyz biyodoy lo yifsid. The Aruch HaShulchan says she's chayev to the ma'isa. As I heard from a Berger, it says she shouldn't pater herself. She shouldn't pater herself without benching. She should get out of it. Either she should wash her hands again and have another kezayis. By the way, anytime they wash hands for kezayis, even if you're having an entire suda and you didn't eat beforehand, if you're only eating a kezayis, you don't make alam the tzitzit daim, according to Mishra Berurah. Only if you're having a kebeh. But certainly in such a case, you would not make you have to wash your hands again without saying alam the tzitzit daim. And she should have another kezayis of pas, she was mesiach das, and bench again. If not, she should ask somebody else to be maitir. But she shouldn't get out of benching. The Ma'aser Aruch HaShulchan is machriya that she should. Mishra Berurah says lo yifsid. I'm not telling you that mechuyev to. Berurah is saying don't. You're you shouldn't pater yourself. It's not so pashut to pater yourself, and therefore, Chayadim says it's not a sex vehicle, and therefore it's not pashut bechlal, and therefore she should find a way to bench. Sif hey. Ad emes ayochel levarich ad shisakal amozit shebemeyev. Vekam mishir kolz man, shein erov, machma seis achila. Mishal shitzkal yosroif, afo bishlo yinizakal adayin legamri, kinizakal legamri dayin leiv. Lemais the mechaber pasen like to Rabbeinu Yoino. Shir equal doesn't mean the end of shir equal, which is 6 hours. Shir equal means the beginning of shir equal. When you start getting hungry, then it's a simen that the body's already started digesting and you can no longer bench. Very difficult lashon. Yivarech im ein yodei l'sharim nisaklu. In a case where you ate, let's say after you started eating already, you were very hungry. You ate and you're still hungry afterwards. You have no idea whether or not you're finished. You were the peres are nisaklu because you're betzim hungry. If you're not toiv loisan aperes, says machaber, whatever that means, then that's a raya that it was not nisaklu. You can be bench. Achas la'achas. This is a very negeh halacha. It happens very often, and it's negeh to very many different aspects. The first aspect is negeh to the first Mishnah Berurah talks about bracha rishena. Does a person lose his bracha rishena after shir ikum? If he waited 72 minutes between achilas, does he lose his bracha rishena? This is very common by a chasana. Let's say you're by a chasana and you washed and you had some bread. And then you waited 72 minutes till you ate some more later on. Did you have to make, forget bracha achreinu, you have to make a new bracha rishenu if you're going to eat some more bread. Or any time, you're taking a drink during Seder, and then you take another drink an hour later, whatever it is, do you have to make a new bracha? Or there's no hes chadas benegeah to the bracha rishenu, there's no shir ikum benegeah to the bracha rishenu. There's betim achleikis achreinu. Magen Avraham Yisrael says you have to make a new bracha. Shir ikum, the same way that you can't make a bracha achreinu afterwards, so too, it finishes up your bracha rishayna. The food is gone, and you became disconnected from the food. It's like a hazak hadas. You have to make a new bracha rishayna. L'mayis the Mishabura goes not that way. Mishabura passes like the Evan Ha'ezer and Reva L'Achreinim, that you could take and make a shahakal in the morning, and as long as you don't make a shinu mokrim, you're sitting in the base medrash, from 9 in the morning to 9 at night, make a shahakal in the morning, and it takes you through the entire day. Even if you only drink at 2-hour intervals. 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Doesn't make a difference. Your shahakal in the morning takes you for the entire day. However, says the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha and Siman Shin Kuf Tzadi, you have a different issue. And that is, if you're going to wait 2 hours between every time that you take a drink, then you're not going to be able to make your brain of fashos on the first drink that you had. Because you already passed your equal, so you lost your ability to make a bracha achreino. Bracha rishayna, you're set. But when you get to your bracha achreino, if you waited an hour, then you can no longer make a brain of fashos. At 9 o'clock at night, I'm going to make a brain of fashos, so you go back on everything. Says the Bir Halacha, I can't go back on everything. It was already nisakal, the first ichilah that you had. And therefore, it doesn't go back on everything, and therefore it's better if you know that you're not going to drink at small intervals, then you should make your brain of fashos right away. That means if you're going to drink every 40 minutes, you know, you have your water bottle next to you, every 35, 40 minutes, let's see why I'm saying that in a minute, you're going to drink, then you should make your brain of fashas as soon as you drink, and then start again. Because if not, you're going to lose your ability to make your brain of fashas. That means, be'etzem as your bracha rishayna, it takes you through the entire day. So if you didn't make your brain of fashas, or you didn't have enough to make your brain of fashas, you had half a kezayin, and you're eating an hour and a half later, as long as you're wearing mitzvah das, you do not have to make a new bracha. You do not have to make a new bracha. Let's say by tea. You're sipping tea throughout the day. So you never have enough to make your brain of fashas. So obviously you want to make your brain of fashas. You didn't have enough, you didn't drink enough at once. As long as you drink tea now, and you drink tea at 11 o'clock, and you drink tea 2 hours later, it doesn't make a difference. You still retain your bracha rishayna. That's how the mice and the mishabura is machriya. When you get your bracha rishayna, then you have to be careful. Now, what happens, like we said, if you're in the middle of a long sudo, you're by a chasana, you're even by a Shabbos sudo, yontif sudo, comes up, you have a sudo which is 2 hours. You eat the challah at the beginning. After the first 15 minutes, you're not having any more challah. And by the time you bench, it's 2 hours later. Way after 72 minutes, dal and milin, from the time that you had your bread, your challah. Can you bench or not? So we saw the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah brings down. Mishnah Berurah says that as long as you're in the middle of the suda, he says an interesting lashon. Kiven the besoich meshech hazman, oichlin paparois v'kisnin v'shoisin, hakol suda achasi, ukiloin es akol mazan arishin dami. Says the Mishnah Berurah, since you're all in one suda, and you're eating little things in the middle, you're having other food, you're having kugel, you're having deli roll, whatever it is you're having in the middle, Memela paparoyis, you're having dessert. Memela, it's all considered one suda. It doesn't make a difference that it's an hour and a half from the time that you started. And kiloinis akol dami. Kiloinis akol. Funny words. What does it mean, kiloinis akol dami? Why is it loinis akol? We give it a din. If you're in a suda, it's loinis akol dami. If you look at the Sharatin, he says the Prima Gadim explains the Magen Avraham differently than I explained him, but I think the Pshat is like I said. Had the Prima Gadim explained the way that the Shevet Levi is Mazda Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim explained two ways that Itako was not Nisako. The first of all, if I continue eating, then it prevents the first thing from being Nisako. Even if I'm eating a different type of food, it prevents the first thing from being Nisako, as long as you're, or as long as your digestive system is working, as long as you're eating, then it doesn't start really digesting until you finish eating. Once, no matter what you're eating, it doesn't make a difference. Mamela b'mitzias, it doesn't make a difference. What's going to be the nafkamina? There's a big nafkamina in a case where you're not in the middle of a suda. Let's say you had fruit and you have pitzuchim. And your fruit you finished in 2 minutes, and now you're going to have pitzuchim the next 45 minutes. So, do your pitzuchim, does your garinim, the seeds that you're eating, does that continue the apple that you had beforehand, and you can make a brain of fashion all the way at the end, or not? According to Prima Gadim, as long as you're eating, then we say that it's a continuation, it doesn't allow the process to start. And therefore, you'd be able to make a brain of fashion all the way at the end. However, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you're not in the middle of the Suda, and you wouldn't be able to. The Chura, it's according to Mishnah Berurah and Chanami, you would not be able to make a brain of fashion in the end, and it would be better to make a brain of fashion as soon as you finish the apple. The question is, then what do you do about the garinim that you're about to eat? The garinim, you're in the middle of eating garinim, you had an apple, and you started having sesame seeds, and, not sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, or you started the sunflower seeds beforehand. A few sunflower seeds, an apple, and now you want to make a brain of fashion in the apple. So now you're going to have to make a new brach on your sunflower seeds, because you already made a brain of fashion. So, chaval to make a brain of fashion. Wait till the end, you might not be able to make a brain of fashion anymore. L'chura, it sounded like the Shevet Alevi said you could be samech on the Prima Gadim, nearer that's the Prima Gadim, then in that case you would be able to wait till the end and make your brain of fashis at the end of your garinim, and it will go back on everything. It will go back on everything. Do you have 72 minutes for the apple anyway? That's a very good question. Does an apple have 72 minutes? That we'll get to in a minute. Does everything have at least 72 minutes or not? So from the Bir Lacha it sounds like yes, Mishnah Berurah sounds like no. We'll have to get to that in a minute.
Why is the garinim not good enough to make
that part of the question? The garinim are not good enough to make a question. First of all, even if they are, but if it's too long from the apple, it's not going to help you for the apple. But the problem is that we found out last month, we weren't able to be here, but somebody told us that he tried with his children. First of all, according to Rabbi Bonner Sefer, you have to have 280 garinim to be able to make a brain of fashion. They tried very hard. They got up to about 100 in the 4 minute slot that they had, but they couldn't get anywhere near the 280 unless they're already shelled beforehand, then you could just munch on them straight, then you're okay. But if they're not, then even the most professional, prolific garinim eaters are not able to get that many down in the sheer Kedei Achilles process. Now, somebody, one thing that a person does have to be careful about is, at the end of a suda, if you're already finished, you brought out dessert, and you're finished eating, and you're not munching on anything, and you're just schmoozing, then you don't have any of the reasons that allow you to continue the meal. Even though you haven't benched yet, but if you're just schmoozing before you bench, which sometimes happens, then you're not continuing of the Mishnah Berurah, and you're not eating like the Prima Gadim says that it doesn't allow the digestion to start. L'chara, in such a case, you're getting yourself into an issue. Therefore, you should bench before you schmooze. However, as long as you're full at the end, which is generally the case, after a Shabbat Suda, after a Yontif Suda, generally, even if you bench 3 hours after you ate, and you had an hour and a half of schmoozing, nevertheless, generally you're still full, then in Echnami, there's not a problem. You would be allowed to bench in such a case, according to the Mechaber.
And that was, in that case, it's even a drink of water right before benching. Because you're in a
pas suda. Because you're in a pas suda, can even, according to Mishnah Berurah, l'chora, it should be able to continue as long as You have to be mamshech the suda. You have to be mamshech the suda.
Thirsty because of it. I'm saying generally speaking.
Yeah, but the question is, if you already passed the 72 minutes, then you lost
right,
your ability.
So it has to be within 72 minutes
right,
of the last time you
right,
drank something.
Right, right. Now, in a case where you have a suffix, then the Kavach Haim says the best thing to do is to have a kizayis, a pass, before you bench. Then you get out of any questions. They say that Rav Chaim Pinchas was knowing like that. We'd always have a kizayis before the end of the Suda, and it helps you a lot of times. You make early Shabbos also, it's kizayis to have a kizayis at the end of the Suda. That way you have it during Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says you should do that because you started your Suda beforehand. A lot of times it's kizayis to have kizayis at the end. Bechlal, Mishnah Berurah says that you should have from the pass of the Hamaitzi all the way at the end. You have to have a kizayis. But always keep a kizayis handy for the end of the Suda, just in case, especially in a case where you don't have to do it every Suda, but in a case where you have a suffix, whether or not your taka passed by a long time after you finished eating, it's kedai to have a kezayis at the end, that way you're going to get any shabbos. Now, what's the difference, the question I was just asked here before? Is there a difference between if you have a achila maruba or achila muetes? I know that if I finish and I satisfied myself, I could go for 2-3 hours and not be hungry. What's the story though if all I had was a kezayis? Was outside, I'm away to yeshiva, and I didn't have lunch today. Way to the Beis Medrash, and there was no coffee left, but there were some cookies left. So we took 5 cookies, let's say, and quickly ran into Chabura. In the middle of Chabura, you realize, whoops, I didn't make an al mechet. Am I hungry? Yeah, I'm hungry. I didn't have lunch, of course I'm hungry. But you had 5 cookies. Yeah, the 5 cookies didn't help me. It got me for those 2 minutes, but I was hungry even after I finished the cookies. So as soon as I finish the cookies, I can't make it al mechel? For sure you could. What do you do in such a case where you can't gauge whether or not you are hungry because from the achilah that you had, or you're just hungry from before, that you never satisfied yourself in the first place? So the truth is that the Mechaber does not discuss the difference between achil maruba and achil muetes, which is the pashas of the Gemara. In Rabbi Yochanan, we never found that there was a chilek between achil maruba and achil muetes. Only in Reish Lakish we found that there's a chilek. It's all telling in, are you hungry or you're not hungry? It could be hungry from what, even a kezayis, or not hungry after a entire suda, or hungry after an entire suda. That's the gauge at the end of the day. Are you hungry or you're not hungry? Memela, that would be all fine in a case where you ate, you weren't hungry, and now you're hungry again. But in the case, like we said, that you ate, and as soon as you finished, you were still hungry, then what do you do? What do you do? And what do you do if you had a full meal, let's say, and you're still hungry, within 72 minutes you're hungry again? You had two sandwiches of tuna fish sandwiches, and then an hour and 5 minutes later you're still hungry. It's within the 72 minutes, but you're still hungry. I don't know what happened. You're hungry, you ran, I don't lay there. Now you're hungry again. So, can you bench, or is it 72 minutes? How long do we have? So Bechlal, even though we pass on Rabbi Yochanan, we saw in the Taz and others that they're mitzadeh, that Rabbi Yochanan is maskim to Reish Lakish, that you for sure have at least 72 minutes. That there's a difference between Achila Meruba and Achila Muetes. Now, we saw this Machlokes in Rashi and Taisis. Is Achila Meruba 72 minutes, like Rashi said, or Achila Muetes 72 minutes? And what's considered Achila Meruba and Achila Muetes? Does it affect Aruch HaShulchan? Right? How do we know? At what point is it considered Achila Meruba? At what point is Achila Muetes? So it depends. If you usually have 2 pieces of pizza, so if you have up until a piece, it's considered achilah muetes. From 2 pieces, it's considered achilah meruba. Between 1 and 2, that's already a suffix. How are you supposed to done? How are you supposed to done? What's considered achilah meruba, achilah muetes? But mainly, it's very difficult, and therefore, the chatchila, a person shouldn't get themselves into the question in the first place. That means, don't wait 72 minutes to bench, because then you're always going to get into a shayla. Bench as soon as you finished eating, besides the fact that you're going to forget whether or not afterwards you benched or you didn't bench, and other types of things, bench right away, don't get yourself into the question. However, we always have the cases of post facto. I didn't bench, for whatever reason, I got a phone call, I got this, somebody was busy, whoever, somebody came from America, and I just didn't see them, and who knows. I had to catch that south of yeshiva. Now I'm in yeshiva, and I can't remember, do I bench, do I not bench? What do you do? It seems the achra of the Mishnah Berurah is that if you had an achila meruba, then you're allowed to go until you're hungry again. That means you come to yeshiva and you realize that 4:05, 4:30, you realize that you didn't bench. You finished eating at 2:15. You finished eating your falafel at 2:15. You're 2 hours and 15 minutes afterwards. Mamash, almost double the amount of 72 minutes. Can you bench or can you not bench? Are you hungry or not hungry? If you're hungry, you can't bench. If you're not hungry, bench. Not a problem. According to Mishnah Berurah, Me'ikar Adin, bench. Not everybody knows this halacha, but this is Ikur Hadin, according to the Rebbe Mishnah Berurah Paskins, the Pashas Machaber also. That means even if you're 2, 3, 4 hours after your meal, very often on Shabbos, you can eat a meal at 1 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, you're still not hungry. And you didn't bench? Bench now! That's the halacha. Bench. You're mechuyev midarayis at the bench. That's halacha. As long as you're not hungry, you're mechuyev midarayis at the bench. After 6 hours, that's already not pasha that you can bench, because that's equal legamri, and therefore, for sure, the food is gone, and therefore you cannot bench after 6 hours. That's what the mashmoyis of Magen Avraham is, and that's how the place can bring down halacha l'maisa.
What's hungry?
What does hungry mean? Hungry means hungry. So the truth is, Mishosha Hitzchol Liyo Yisroiv. Hungry means, does it mean that your stomach has to grumble? I don't know. But if it means that you're not, if you feel you're okay, you're not looking for food. Now, do I feel the same way that I felt 4 hours ago after I finished my challenge? No. Well, I'm not hungry. I'm not, you want to know if you give me a piece of cake, if you give me food, would I eat it? Rav Chalab Asim HaShchech, the Gemara says in Megillah, you always have room for dessert. That's not a Raya B'chlam. But am I looking for a meal now? Am I scrounging around for a snack or for a meal? What am I looking for? In that case, that's what you should bench. However, in a case where you had only Achila Muetes, what do you do in such a case? So now the Mashmoy Islam Mishnah Berurah is that it's Shaykh to have a Achila Muetes, which does not last for 72 minutes. It's Sifkat and Chaf. And therefore he says, L'chatchila is better, that means you had an apple, and now you're 45 minutes later, and you don't know whether or not you're hungry or not for the apple or not. What do you do? The best thing to do is to have another kezayis. Take another slice of apple, which is a kezayis, and get yourself out of the question. That's the best thing to do. If you don't have such a possibility, la'aloch l'mayis of the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, you have up until 72 minutes. Any achila mu'etes, yipasim l'ktesis l'mayis, you have up until 72 minutes. That means, achila merubo, even achila muetes. It's really telling you in hunger. If you have a safik benegea to achila muetes, whether or not you're hungry or you're not hungry, then, in such a case, and that's most of the cases, because you can never really tell, am I hungry because from after the apple, or already nearly satiated myself? In such a case, if you could get out of the question, have another kezayis. If you can't get out of the question, you could take a drink also, make a brain of fashis. That'll get you out of it. But, if you can't get out of it, then the Mishnah Berurah Paskins Lamaisa that you have up until 72 minutes. Certainly more than 72 minutes, you shouldn't push off if you don't have to. Now, with regard to Shtiyah, the Mishnah Berurah is Metzayin over here, Betem in Kuf Tzadi says Lahedya, that by Shtiyah it takes much quicker. It's much quicker to digestion on your drink than on your food. So therefore, a person has to be careful with drinking to make your brain fashas right away, because you can lose it very quickly. Now, how long does a person for sure have? Does a person for sure have 5 minutes, 10 minutes? I asked this question of Berkowitz many a year ago. I said, Rebbe, please give me at least some baseline that I can know how long. He says, Yitzchak, I'm sorry, I can't. You got to get in touch with your body. That's what he told me. You have to get in touch with your body. That means when you feel that you're thirsty again, that's really the amount. Now, thankfully, there are people that do give numbers. That's halacha. The halacha is like you said. That's the halacha. However, the Kaf HaChaim Tainas and the Saint Bracha brings us down. That's from Liyasha, I think, Alderza also. That you have a half an hour. Sifkat and Choftes. He says you have, even by drinking and by Paris, you have a half an hour. That means in a standard case, you're allowed to presume up until half an hour to make your brain of fashion. After that, it's not so simple, Bechlal. That means that if you have your water bottle next to you, and you're taking a drink every 40 minutes, like we said before, and you should make your brain of fashion every time you take the drink. Now, with Eslazman, and this is a common question, people are... What's that? Every time you make a bracha rishonah? Absolutely. Because you're mechoyev too. It's not a bracha shenitzricha. That's what you should be doing. That's a good way to get the mehe brachas. You're mechoyev too. By the end of the first day, you could have 10 brachas. 5 shakos and 5 brain fashas is alpidin. Even though you're not going to make a bracha shenitzricha to get the mehe brachas. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. However, it's a bracha tzricha over here. Now, what happens if you're playing a guy Eslazman? He says, and this is a case that happens all the time, you're exercising. His case was, he's playing basketball. Every 5 minutes, he goes off the court to take a drink. 5 minutes later, he's going to be thirsty again, especially if it's a hot day. Say, like, past days, been quite hot. Walk to yeshiva, on the way to yeshiva, you need every 10 minutes, 5 minutes, you need a drink. So now, if I'm be sitting in the base medrash and I had a cup of water, how long would the eagle take? According to Kaf HaChaim, at least half an hour. But now that I'm playing basketball, do I say we really have two tzadim? What are the two tzadim? Do I say that no, the digestion still takes the same half an hour? That which I'm thirsty again is because I'm sweating and therefore my body needs more liquid and therefore the water wasn't digested. I'm just losing a lot more water and therefore I have to take another drink. But the water wasn't digested and therefore I don't make a new shakel. That's what I would have thought. I spoke to Talmud Chacham Echad this morning and he said the same thing. However, if you look at the Vezeis HaBracha, he says not that way. He says if you're exercising and every 5 minutes you have to take a drink, then you lost your ability, sheer equal, you lost your ability. And so does the Shari Bracha Kvetav and Arlet Zion. So I called up Rabbi Vezos HaBracha Shlita on Friday, and he said, are you for real? Does that mean that every 5 minutes you have to take a bracha, you have to make a new bracha? L'chura, my body, how can you tell me that? If I'm sitting in base measures, it takes half an hour. But if I'm on the court, then it takes much quicker. Somebody even told me, I don't know if it's true, that digestion gets slowed down sometimes when it's busy, your body's busy doing other things. So it could be, possibly. But your digestion should go so quickly that it should take 5 minutes. It's because you're losing liquids. He said, doesn't make a difference. He says, once your body does not feel the liquids anymore, so it's not doesn't have enough from the liquid that you drank, it's like a disconnect from the liquid, and therefore you're finished. So I said, Allah lamaita. Every 5 minutes, you go on the playing basketball, every 5 minutes you go off the court, take a drink, it's going to take another 10 seconds, my friend. But brain of fashas? He says, yes, brain of fashas. That's how we pass in the Lachal Maisa, and that's how the Shari HaBracha, quoted from the Arlet Zion, also Lachal Maisa, that even if it's a hot day, and that's why you need a drink, or you're on the court, he says to make a brain of fashas. Lamaisa, it could be that it's Kedai anyhow, because you might get caught up in the game, and you don't want to go off in 5 minutes for another drink, and it's going to be 20 minutes before the next time, then it's really going to be a Shari call. So it could be a side by side, it's a good idea to do that. Lamaisa, L'chur, you're getting out of a suffix, and therefore, either way, it's not going to be a bracha shein tzricha. You could do that in that case. That's what one should do. Now, what happens if you're not sure, you don't know what to do? You didn't know what to do. You had an apple. You had two apples. And you can't figure out, you're like 70 minutes later, 65 minutes later, and you can't figure out, am I hungry from it, am I not hungry from it, can I make a brain of fashas, quickly start looking up at the halachas, calling kav halacha, and sure enough, at 71 minutes, they tell you, go for it. Are you allowed to go if you're going to start, but you're going to finish after the 72 minutes? The Chazon Ish talks about it. Chazon Ish says that you could, as long as you started beforehand, even if you're going to bench and you're going to finish afterwards, not a problem. He says, however, the Yad Elio, Mikalish, says not that way. So if you look in the Yad Elio in Siman Yud Zayin, he's mistopic really. He says, do you say, once Chazal told you that up until a certain point you're allowed to start benching, then you're allowed to start benching. Who cares if you're going to finish afterwards? Or do you say, no, the benching time finishes at 72 minutes, and therefore you're not allowed to. And Mamela, he's mistopic, and it's not clear. It seems that the Paiskim Nemon that you could. As long as you start beforehand, then you could continue afterwards. This is only in a case where you have a suffix and we're allowing you to bench up until 72 minutes. But if you're still full, then it's very hard to say that, oh, I don't know. I know that in the next 2 minutes, I'm not going to be full anymore. So if I'm going to start benching, I'm not going to. A similar case is they asked, well, yeah, I think this is the first case that I ever saw that Rav Chaim Kanievsky answered such an answer. And he was asked as follows. A guy starts Shmoyna Esrei. He starts Shmoyna Esrei, and as he Baruch HaShem Mogen Avram, oh Shrek, I did not bench. I did not bench, and 72 minutes is coming up. What do you do in such a case? His answer was, Sheila Gedola Shalta. That was his answer. Sheila Gedola Shalta. So now, L'chura, I would say that if he's in the middle of benching, I'm going to be Machriya. But just to be Magda the Shaila, that if he's in the middle of Shmoyna Esrei, and all he had was the Kazayas, and that's why he has 72 minutes, because Achila Muetes, then you're in the middle of a Derabanan. Mechatesi, stop one Derabanan to go to another Derabanan. Mechatesi. The only question is if you ate a Shir Sviya, so you're Mechui Midaraisa, and now you're going to lose your ability. Now, Shir Sviya, L'chur, you could go to as long as you're full. It's Lav Davka 72 minutes. Unless the guy doesn't feel full anymore, he had a Shir Sviya, and within 72 minutes he doesn't feel full, and now he's not going to. So it's not that much of a common case, and certainly, Pashtas, the most pronounced, the guy's not going to remember that he didn't bench. So, Eisik b'mitzvah, that's a very good question. If a person is Eisik b'mitzvah, it's a very big nidin in the achrayim. What's the din? By Eisik b'mitzvah derabanan, does it pat you from mitzvah d'oraisa or not? Do we say that it does or does it not? It's in the sugi on the aflamid in Sukkah, the achrayim handle it, whether or not we say Eisik b'mitzvah derabanan pat you from d'oraisa. The pashas we should say that it shouldn't, because you're not really on a d'oraisa at the level, you're not being Eisik in a mitzvah b'chal. Or do we say no? L'maisa chazal told you, so therefore you're mechuyev to. That's a very good question. Sheila gedola shalta. That's a good shalom. Sifov, shir achila levar chalaber samozin mikazayis. Mechuyev l'maisa to bench from a kazayis. Mishabur says you're not mechuyev midaraisa mikazayis. Levush says you are. But you are mechuyev l'chol bachas midarabanan mikazayis. Now, shir sviya is however much you're full. Comes along in Mishabur and he says something interesting. He says, Mashma misefer achinuch, de'ena shav b'chol adam, elokol echad yudea sviya soy, v'imdarke tomid lecho kadeem yichyosi levan, gamze nechshav sviya. And he speaks about this in other places as well. An older man that only has a half a piece of pizza, if it's a kezayis. And that's what he's full from. Chayev midaraisa. A young kid that has one kezayis. He has one slice of pizza. And that's what he's full from. That's his chiv, that's his shir sviya, chayev midaraisa. The other person that has two pieces of pizza, that's what in general, then that's his shir sviya. And the person that has to have four pieces, that's the shir sviya. That's the shir sviya. The Sharatin is Mustafa. We're going to get to that. Do you go back to the Rav or not? But the Mishabur likes too, and he says a person that also, he never fills himself up. I eat what I need to eat to get by. Says the Mishabur, you're also chayv midaraisa. Which is a big chiddush. L'chari, that's not shir sviya. He's not full. There it says that full doesn't mean, soveya doesn't mean stuffed that you can't eat anymore. Saveya means that you ate enough, you're satisfied. You ate enough to satisfy yourself. This is the amount that I eat. And Mamela person is Saveya, means I ate the amount that my body needs. Some people, they need to eat more. They need it. But the person that eats, even if theoretically could eat more, if he eats Kedei Mechelsei, that's also Mechayiv Midaraisa. Now, the big question is like this, and this has Nafkaminas La'alacha, certainly. Anytime you have a Suffolk. That which you're Chayiv Midaraisa when you had Kedei Sviya, is if you had Kedei Sviya from past, or you had one kezayis apas and you ate other things as well. Very often you go to, you have one kezayis apas, a slice of challah, regular Friday night suda. Two slices of challah, then you went to the fish and chicken soup and chicken and potato kugel and apple kugel and string beans or rice or potatoes, whatever person had. That means 85% of sviya was from things that were not pas. Is yichayim the rice or not? Is yichayim the rice or not? So we saw in the Bir Halacha, he brings down from the Pir Megadim, Primogadim is mashma that your sviya has to be from pas. That means he's stuffed to the gills at 10 o'clock at night, Friday night, and he can't remember if you benched. Can't remember if you benched. The thing is, you don't bench again according to the Primogadim. Because the Safi Darabana and the Safi Daraisa. Because you didn't fill yourself up on bread. The Chazanish is mitzad like that. He says it slightly differently. And I think there's a big nafkamino. He says you have to have the ikr suit has to be pas. The ikr suit has to be pas. Now, very often your ikr suit is pas. You have. But that's not what you filled yourself up on. Could be that you had a yantiv suda, whatever it is, you had three pieces of challah or whatever, and you had meat and other things, 50-50, but the ikr of the suda, the carbohydrates that filled you up, that was the pas. Memela, in such a case in a chanam, you'd be chuyav to according to the chazanish. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Radvaz that mashmoit is takanat that way. You taka do not have to have that. Even if you filled yourself up on other things and you had a kezayis pas b'achreino, he's mitzadim maybe at the end, not that way. He says, you have a kezayis pas b'achreino, you're mechuyiv midaraisa at the bench. And that is how Ramoshe Nemzon halacha l'maisa, chelek dalid mem aleph, he Nemzon. He says, if you didn't have a kezayis of pas, even if you had a tremendous amount of other food, and now you're stuffed, you're not chayiv to bench at all. However, if you did have a kezayis of pas, even if the sviya came from all the rest of the other food, it was pashit to him that you're chayiv midaraisa at the bench. That means if you have a suffering in such a case, in the chanami, you'd be mechuyiv midaraisa at the bench, and that's what it seems like to be halach, except for his chiyo, how he's going lamaisa. You do not have to be soveya dafka from the past. Somebody wants to get himself out of the questions, he could have another kezayis and get himself out of the question. But if he has a suffering. However, it sounds like from the Bir Halacha, and that's where the Ramesha goes, Halacha L'maisa, is that we count everything into the Shir Tzviya so long as that you had a Kezayis with Chayyar Chilas Pras of Pas. Once you had a Kezayis, then you don't have to finish, everything else is Mitzdarif. He's Bechlal, he says, how could it be that in cases on Pesach, Lela Seder, on Yontif, that you're Mechuyiv to have Karbonis, you're Mechuyiv to have meat, and not just we have Chagiga and Korban Pesach, they have a lot of meat, and you're not going to be chayim midaraisa at the bench. You have a suda, as soon as they're not mechuyev midaraisa because you have so much meat. It's a zichr, no, as long as you had you washed, then you're mechuyev to eat. There's even a tzad that if you had less than a kezayis, the poison clear, if you have less than kezayis and you're full from that, then maybe also you should be mechuyev. Let's say you had less than a kezayis, you didn't need anything else. Less than a kezayis of bread, and you're full. The person's full. The Yad Elyo, who the Chazanish quoted, his first shaila in that tshuva is the Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash just says that they had kapul. They had like a chickpea of from the lechem upon him, and they were full. So he says, if they're full, so maybe they're mechuyev midaraisa at the bench. Yesh lai. It's mistapik. Because the Maaseh says, Shir Sviya, from is the Iker the Vachalta or is the Iker the Tavoto? That's where he's the question. Do you need a Shir Achila or is it Talian Sviya? That's his question. That's what he clears in. It sounds like he could be Madche. The question is he Madche Lamaisa? It's not Yesh Ach Yesh Litchoyz, the Mary Shachal, but he's making Rukimta. Saying that the Pashas maybe is not that way. It says a gambalav achi or shalomer.
It's possible because it included, let's say, daily roll was part of this. You had less than exercise.
Very good. That's a good question. Can you conclude that? Not so pashut. Rav Moshe says that if you have a kezayis of pasva bekistin and then you filled yourself up on everything else, then it is included. But if you have a chati zayis and a chati zayis, yesh la'ayin, whether or not you'd be mitzar both those cases.
You don't make a bracha on that, should also work possibly. And then, meaning, according to his. Right,
yeah,
should work also.
If it's something which is not a chilek of the suda, because and you're eating at the end of the suda, maybe it's not mitzaref to the suda bechlal. If you're having it as a chilek, yeah, because the suffering from the mice, it's not a chilek of what you're filling yourself up on. That's the dessert. That's not the chilek of the suda. Not specifically been geared to how long you're hungry. It happens to be the shear of how hungry you are is not totally in the deraisa or not. It's always telling in whether or not you're full or not full. Even if you don't have a shear deraisa. Even if you filled up on other things aside from bread. Yes, that's the mashmoy. Certainly we haven't seen anybody that's machalic when you get to that. Yes. Zachor, that's like the Mishmur says, because it continues it's all part of the same achil. That's with that. I should stop, and I'm not going to go weiter, but I will leave you off with the Iker Nekuda of Shini Mokim. Just to make us challah. I'm not going to say the pshat. Well, just to be maimed the sugya. Tzur Sadeh Shmaitza. Before we go over the 1 hour, 2.5 minutes, Be'ez Hashem. Tzur Sadeh Shmaitza of Shini Mokim. We saw in the sugya in Shinei Mokim is machlekes between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav and Shmuel say that Shinei Mokim is machayev and ubracha. Rabbi Yochanan says Shinei Mokim is not machayev and ubracha. We have a tiyuf to the Rabbi Yochanan from a braisa that says that Shinei Mokim is machayev and ubracha like Rav and Shmuel. However, Rav Chizda is magbol that. Rav Huna and then Rav Chizda is magbol that. Rav Huna is magbol it. He says that which Shinei Mokim is matzrich and ubracha is dafk if you went out from bayis la bayis. But if you went mimakom lamakom, pina lepina, lechobachas in the same house, it's not mechayev nu bracha. And mitzad sheni, Rav Chizda said another thing. He says the only time that you're mechuyev to make a new bracha is if you ate things that don't need a bracha lacha rebbe mekaymo. That means something according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Rashbam, something that's a brain of fashis, according to Taisasim, which is not possible, but kitzin or mina dagan. But something which is needs a bracha lacha rebbe mekaymo, then you do not make a new bracha when you go to a new place. If Shesha says it doesn't make a difference, whatever you eat, then you make a new bracha when you go to the new place. Now, there's two things that really have to be clarified in the sugya. First of all, how do we pass Kamalach Lamaisa? Certainly that's a shaila. That's a big machlakis rishonim. The Rashbam, the Rosh, Tosfos, they all pass in like Rav Chizda. Because it's a Tanik of Asadir Rav Chizda. At the end of the day, that means a big difference between what you ate when you get to Shini Mokim. If you had bread, then Shini Mokim does not machayev new bracha. If you had a Laffy Taffy, Shinei Mokim is Mechayev Inu Bracha. According to Rav Sheshit, there's no difference. Both of them it's Mechayev Inu Bracha. The Rambam, Pashtas the Rif, the Ran, the Ramban, the Ra'o, they all pass like Rav Sheshit. There's no difference. Whatever you have, when you go to a new place, it's Matzuch Yonu Bracha. However, in the same house, in the same room, the Chalapachas, that's not considered a Shinei Mokim. Now, how do we paskin? we'll see Mirat Hashem, Machlokesin, Machaber, and Rambam. However, what's the hesber between what's the nekudas haMachlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Shmuel? Why would Shini Mokum be Machayev a person a new bracha or not Machayev? Says the Rashbam, we considered Hesach Hadas. Shini Mokum is considered Hesach Hadas. So it sounds like this Machlokes. Is there Hesach Hadas? No Hesach Hadas. And in the case of the Kiddush, which was the case in the Gemara, the guy's making Kiddush, he's planning on having a suit in 5 minutes in his house. He's different from Masiyah Das. As a matter of fact, Rashbam at the end of the sugya says, the Pashtus is Rabbi Yochanan. He wasn't Masiyah Das. There's no reason to make a new bracha. And nevertheless, we don't pass him that way. We pass him that he's Mechuyiv to make a new bracha. That means Shinur Mokim makes the Hesach Das. The Lashon of the Rosh is, Kir Hesach Das. It's not Mamash Hesach Das, it gives it a din of Hesach Das. The question is, why, if it gives it a din of Hesach Das, then we have to understand, first of all, why does it give a din of Hesach Hadas? And what would be the difference between what you ate, whether or not it gives you a din of Hesach Hadas? And what would be the difference if you have Das, or you would stay in the same room, or in the same house, that it's not going to change? What's the difference? So just to be Magdir, what is it considered? Why is it considered Hesach Hadas? What is that Mechayev view, that it is considered Hesach Hadas? And does it make a difference if you have das or if you don't have das? If I have das, then I'm allowed to do it. Then I'm allowed to be misiyach das. And let's say I have something in my mouth the entire time. I have a sucking in my mouth and I walk out of my house. Is it shaykh to say that there's hesach das? Or you can't say no. There, it's one achila. You can't make a new achila in the middle. These are really the shaylas of the sugyo that have to be dealt with. I would have liked to deal with them now, but I'm not going to do that. But that's just what to bear in mind. L'mayisah, at the end of the day, it's Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Tin Mechaber and Aramah, and Be'ez Hashem, I hope to see the Halacha L'mayisah this weekend.